Chris, if you could kind of sum up two things, the game, but also another November slide and starting 4-0 in conference and ending 4-4.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, you just got to give all the credit to LSU. You know, they came in with a chip on their shoulder after, you know, a tough loss last week. And, you know, they definitely wanted to win. They had a lot of things to play for. They had, you know, they're playing for their coach. They're playing for the season. And, you know, they just, you know, they came out and played, you know, played their butts off. And, you know, you saw that out there. And, you know, on our side, it's, you know, Trevor kind of hit on it. You know, you can't really point a finger or kind of pinpoint, you know, what went wrong. You know, the guys, you know, we fought all the way until the end. And, you know, that was one thing that, you know, was good to see for me is just, you know, guys out there playing for four quarters and not giving up until the end. And, you know, that gives us, you know, something to work off of, especially going into the bowl season. But, you know, when you talk about the slump that we had in November, it's tough because, you know, you're going into that second latter part of the season and, you know, you're deep into SEC play and, you know, these games are physical and you're not going to walk out of each game untouched and everybody's not going to be 100% healthy. And that's a challenge. You have to have, you know, a tremendous amount of depth to play in this league and to last in this league. And, you know, it's probably one of the most physical leagues in college football and in football in general. So, that's just one thing that, you know, I think, you know, kind of hurt us was just a matter of, you know, guys being injured and, you know, us not going into games 100% healthy. So that's something we got to work on. And, you know, I think that was one of the things that, you know, kind of hurt us in this you know, month of November.
We'll go up here on the front to the right. Travis.
Christian, when did you know for sure that Trevor was going to start today? And kind of what did you see from his performance coming back from the injury tonight?
He started practicing, you know, later on in the week. Before, you know, our walkthroughs, he was able to get in and, you know, start throwing the ball and, you know, he felt comfortable and, you know, for the injury that he had and, you know, how much pain he was going through and seeing, you know, how much pain he was in and for him to step up and, you know, give us all the confidence that he had that he was going to go out there and fight for us, you know, on his senior night. And, you know, he has a bright future. He has a lot of things coming for him. And he went out there and put his body on the line and he did that for us. And, you know, to have a quarterback like that and have him do something like that and go out there and do what he does and still be a leader is, you know, it's tremendous. And, you know, I think the world of Trevor, you know, always will. And it's good to have him. It was just, you know, we missed some things on offense. We just didn't execute. And but we still kind of caught our rhythm at the end of the game. And that's something that we're going to still be able to work through going into the bowl game.
We're going here to the far left.
Trevor said that you guys came out in the second half and found y'all's groove. I guess what was that conversation like in the locker room before y'all came back out?
Mm-hmm. It was just a matter of going back and looking and seeing what they were giving us and you know what formations we were in and what coverages they were playing. They pretty much gave us you know what we expected. They played a little bit more man than we had expected, so we had to go in and you know kind of develop our man beaters and just. Get the line going, get the pass protection going, because that was one of the things that we struggled in the first half with. And, you know, once we were able to get that settled and get Trevor more time, he was able to deal the ball to us. And, you know, at that point, it's just, you know, getting the ball in your playmaker's hands, and we have to go make plays. And, you know, I felt we did a good job of that in the second half.
Over here on the right, Ben.
You know, Christian, it just kind of keeps coming across my mind. I know y'all said when y'all got ranked fourth, you know, that yeah, it didn't really play a factor or anything. But looking back now as the regular season played out, do you feel like that had any impact on the way things shook out?
No, I don't. You know, I 100% can say it. You know, it might be different for, you know, other guys, but, you know, 100%, you know, don't think that had any effect on our mindset and how we approached, you know, our day-to-day work. And it didn't affect, you know, how we came out every Saturday. You know, I thought, you know, kind of hit on it a little bit after Mississippi State. You know, we kind of got a little bit of, you know, plan not to lose. And, you know, I thought we got back on track. You know, especially UTSA and Ole Miss, even, you know, in that first half, you know, we were out there having fun. And even tonight, you know, guys were having a blast. You know, I can't sit here and say, you know, like, it wasn't fun because I love playing the game of football. And, you know, I'm going to go out there and have fun, you know, for all four quarters. But like I said, and Trevor said it too, you know, you really can't put a pinpoint on what, you know, went wrong. It's just, you know, you have to go out and play four quarters. for all 12 games of the season. And when you don't do that, especially in the SEC West, you know, things like this happen. So we have to take it as a learning experience, and but we still have to take you know, a positive outlook, and we still got one more game left, and you know, we can still end the season on a good note.